So we're here with Sasha Huber, and I'm Karolina Lusikova. Sasha, I want you to tell us about the work that you are doing since all the week here at Macro Asilo Atelier.
Yeah, so I'm working on a portrait of Edmonia Lewis as part of an ongoing portraiture series called The Firsts, which is in one hand dedicated to persons from the African diaspora who arrived to Europe in the 19th and 20th century. And who were the first black persons in those societies. And I got to know about Edmonia via my friend, musician, songwriter, Melissa Laveau. She's from Canada, but based in Paris. And she was in the Villa Medici here 2 years ago, writing music inspired by Edmonia. And they have a lot in common, just that Edmonia was here 150 years before. And Edmonia, she was a sculptor, and she studied in the States, in New York and Boston. And she was born free and decided to move to Rome because she was admiring the arts from here, and moved here in 1866. And she was one of the first black women and black artists at that time, and also becoming very established here, but still is not really in the Roman art history scene. And what I'm doing is that I'm working with a staple gun, which is for me like a weapon. When I had the idea to work in this way, I didn't know yet what to do with it. But then when I tested it, I realized that it has a lot of power in it. So the sound is as loud, or similarly than a pistol sound. The weight of the tool is quite heavy. I have to protect my ears and eyes. And I realized I could be capable of discussing issues relating to trauma or violence, relating to colonial history and so on. And that's what I've done. And so as well, this series is discussing those issues, also because I'm portraying as well people from our contemporary times, from the African diaspora, who achieve certain goals only now. So you can still be the first black person to become director of a museum or a university professor or president and so on. So I'm interested in those histories. And as a base, I've usually been using wood as a surface. And in this particular portraiture series, I work onto acoustic board, which you use to mute sounds in spaces. And in this case, it's relating to the muting of history that has happened. So the use of the materiality, I've been always relating to certain specific histories.
And how come did you started to do the first series? Has it something to do with your personal history? Or
Actually, I made already 2010 a work that was about my aunt, who was one of the first black fashion models in New York, because my mother is from Haiti, my father is from Switzerland, and in the 60s the family immigrated to New York and in the hope of a better future and so on. And then my aunt was discovered in 1969, and from 1970 on she was working professionally, so like 30 years, and I was fascinated about that story and made a documentary about her and an exhibition which became an installation, and it combined her that film with archival images of her and also new photographs that we made in New York. And that is somehow the first time that I was interested, like made a work that relates to the firsts. And it's just something that has been I've been noticing that those stories would be interesting to kind of bring together. And the first portrait in this way I made of Rosa Emilia Clay. She was brought by Finnish missionaries to Finland when she was 13 years old. From Namibia she was. And the plan was for her to become a teacher, and then they wanted to send her back as a teacher. And what happened is that she stayed in Finland first and then had quite much problems with racism and so on. She was one of the first black persons, or African persons in Finland, becoming also the first African to be granted Finnish citizenship in 1899. And then she eventually moved to the States, where she started the family and so on. And then the second portrait was of James Baldwin. He was one of the most important writers from the 20th century, from Harlem, New York. and he moved to Paris, where he was able to be more safe, because he was African-American and homosexual as well, mm-hmm. and that was, in the civil rights movement time, not easy combination. So he decided to go to Paris, and his friend at the time offered him to go work in the Swiss Alps on his first book called Tell It on the Mountain. And that book was his first, yes, and that was between 1951 and 1953 that he spent time there. And he was also the first black man in the in that village. I portrayed him directly onto the building he inhabited, onto a window shutter. And I got the permission of the house owner, and also I informed the James Baldwin Foundation in New York about this idea, and they were saying, yeah, it's okay, and I just wanted them to know. Mm-hmm. And this particular portrait is in the public space now over there. Yeah. And then this year, that was last year, and this year I made a portrait of Jani Toivola. He was, mm-hmm. he's a politician and actor from Finland, of Finnish, Kenyan heritage, and he was the first black politician in the government of Finland in 2011, between 2011 and 2019, and him I know personally, so it was also nice to get hear his reaction to the to that portrait, because it was a surprise gift from a whole group of friends of us who gave him this as a goodbye present after he stopped working in the mm-hmm. in the government. So he was very touched about the background idea also. I like about this project that it relates to the past, but to the present, also it's both in that sense, yeah.
Yeah, it's important to underline that this some of these people are still alive, or yeah. that these things happened just like recently.
Yeah, it's like a repetition.
Because, yeah, yes, there's yeah. a repetition, and that's why I'm really aware of, you know, art that is feminist too, and this is a feminist in a way, for mm-hmm. my point of view,
yeah.
because I think feminism is too about empathy and empowering minorities or
yeah,
people who...
Women are yeah. moreover less mentioned in
yes,
history
yes.
as well. And this is a way of highlighting those histories and making them known. And it's been very nice now to be here in this... format of this Asilo at Makro, because it's the first time for me to work mm-hmm. on a piece in an institution. So usually I work at my studio, mm-hmm. But it gave the opportunity to speak to people while working, also during this 1 week, mm-hmm. and also to film it, because I never done that before, and it's something I wanted to do, to be able to document a making of mm-hmm. like one of those portraits. And it will be also merging with the song that, or the music that Melissa has composed while being here in Rome. Yeah. So this is the plan, to have the video and mm-hmm. the actual artwork that hopefully...
Mm. But is it the kind of instrument that they use for chairs?
Yes, it's an industrial air pressured yes. staple gun that you use for exactly upholstering of sofas and
yeah.
so on. And yeah, it's... I don't know anymore why I had the idea of working like that, but I really realized that it's interesting when it relates to its symbolism. And I started working like this 2004 already, quite long mm-hmm. ago. And then at the time I made a portraiture series called Shooting Back, Reflection on Haitian Roots. Mm-hmm. And I focused on persons that are weed responsible of the troubles in Haiti. And I made Columbus and ex-dictators, or former dictators, Duvalier. Papa Doc and Baby Doc Duvalier, because they related to my family, and because of them they left to the States, although I have family in Haiti as well still, which is not doing well at all at this very moment, mm-hmm. Once again. And I just quite soon after decided not to actually portray people like that anymore, like the predators, but rather focus on those persons who have suffered the consequences of those of what happened, because it's quite a lot of energy from me that goes into doing this work. So I realized that I want to use my energy for other persons. And I also don't only create portraits, but sometimes also more abstract works. Mm-hmm. That one work, for instance, is called Sea of the Lost, mm-hmm. which depicts the Atlantic Ocean in one hand, and it commemorates people that didn't survive the Middle Passage at the time of the transatlantic slave trade, and that's about over 2 million persons. And then I relate it to the Mediterranean Middle Passage that is happening now as we speak. People try to escape being cramped in those boats, and so there's kind of a similarity in the background, and it's created of 200,000 staples, so it's very big work that becomes almost like a mirror, so you see your shadow, but so it's a way of reflecting, it reflects back to you as well.
You create new role models, you know, from your work. Other people like get curious about the stories of these people, so they became a role model.
Yes,
because we need new role models, everybody, and we need different role models, not Columbus, because you know
exactly he's everywhere.
Yeah,
and he's in all the history books.
Yes, and he is portrayed as a hero.
Yeah,
still,
very much so, and it's very slow that the truth comes to the surface. Yeah. I guess, but through art, I'm able to open up the perspective. Mm-hmm. You know, the narrowness is because the history is written by. It already says in the word, I always feel like the his story is also told by men.
Yes.
So I like the term her story. Yeah. In a way, I've been using that more. And also, it's written by the white man, and it leaves so much out. And there's so much there that has not been noticed or told about. And it's really good that many people are now heard more, because people have always been there talking about it, but people didn't listen. And now there is more attention given to people of color and people who have not been having the opportunity to be heard so
far. But there is a need to rewrite history, but to not to just rewrite it, but to have different voices, because it's not just about including the names of other people in history.
Yeah,
it's to let the people speak for themselves.
Yeah, that's exactly what I find as well, because they are there, we are here.
Yeah.